It's VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Kalthev. Provincial officials say the Taliban have taken two more provincial capitals in Afghanistan. The insurgent group is pressing on with its relentless offensive as American and NATO forces finalize their pullout from the war-torn country. Two lawmakers from northern Samangan province say the provincial capital of Aibach fell to the Taliban on Monday afternoon without resistance. They said government officials fled to another district. The council chief of northern Saripul province also said on Monday that the Taliban overran the provincial capital. Earth's climate is getting so hot that temperatures in about a decade will probably blow past a level of warming that world leaders have sought to prevent. That's according to a report released Monday that the United Nations calls a code red for humanity. Report co-author Linda Mearns of the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research says she sees nowhere that will be safe from climate change. Firefighters and residents are battling a massive forest fire on Greece's second largest island for a seventh day. They're fighting to save what they can from flames that have decimated vast tracts of pristine forest, destroyed homes and businesses, and sent thousands fleeing. Evia's fire is the most severe of dozens that have broken out across Greece over the past few days. About 800 wildfires have struck Italy this year, tripling the normal annual average of, and causing millions of dollars in damage. But more than half of them were likely started by arsonists or farmers breaching fire rules, according to authorities. We have more on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. Belarusian President